Because we have already moved our data set into WESFAR, we will begin our analysis by clicking on the new WESFAR workbook button. This opens up a dialog box from which we can select the file that we wish to analyze, and we click on Open to bring it into WESFAR. For our purposes, we would like to make a table, so we select the Table button, and we would like to add a single table set to our workbook. Now we need to select the variable which will create the table. We are going to select strata because there is only one value of strata in our data set. This will make the table very simple and easier to interpret when we see it in the output. We click the variable strata over into the selected box, and then we click on Add as New Entry. As you can see over here on the left, here's the variable strata, and several other nodes have appeared beneath it. Clicking on these shows you different windows in which you can make modifications to the output that you will see. For our purposes, everything is set up the way we want it, so we need to make no changes here. We will click on the Analysis Variables node of our tree and select a variable that we wish to analyze. We will select the variable UE91. We will move it into the selected box, and now we see it as another node under our tree. Clicking on the Computed Statistics node, we are now able to enter in the ratio that we wish to see. We type in ratio, or whatever you want to call this. We double click on UE91 to indicate the numerator, click on divided by, and click on LAB91 to indicate the denominator. We see that the ratio has been created the way that we want, so we click on the Add as New Entry button, and we see that this has been added as a new node under our workbook tree. Because our data set is fairly small, we need to add in an FPC. Clicking on Options, we see the FPC button, and we add in the FPC that we wish to use. If we had had an FPC that changed with the different stratification or clustering, we would have inputted this a little bit differently to account for those differences. Because this FPC applies to the whole data set, we enter it here, and now that we have made all of our selections, we click on the green arrow that indicates Run Workbook Requests. The requests have been run. We click on Requests and View Output and open up the node to the tree until we get down here to our table variable. This here shows the table, and as I said before, there's only one value of strata, which is why there's only one row here. But the only rows that we're actually interested in are these that say marginal. So this marginal sum of weights value of 32 is the estimated population total for this sample. This cell N here of 8 indicates that this is based on 8 observations. This marginal UE91 value of 26,440 is the sum of this variable. The marginal ratio value here of 0.1278 is the ratio that we were seeking, and we have completed our analysis.